9 Senate Democrats blast Biden's move to axe Title 42. By Sean Moran on April 19, 2022. 9 Senate Democrats and many Democrat Senate candidates have pushed back against President Joe Biden's move to rescind Title 42, a public health authority that allows the federal government to deport illegal aliens and border crossers. Senator Gary Peters, DME, the chair of the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, DSCC, criticized Biden's move to rescind Title 42. Peters is also the chair of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, which covers border issues. "Unless we have a well-thought-out plan, I think it is something that should be revisited and perhaps delayed. I'm going to defer judgment on that until I give the administration the opportunity to fully articulate what that plan is. But I share concerns of some of my colleagues," Peters said on Monday. These 9 Senate Democrats are critical of Biden's decision to rescind Title 42. Kyrsten Sinema, DOZ. Joe Manchin, DWV. John Tester, DMount. Gary Peters, DME. Maggie Hassan, DNH. Raphael Warnock, DGA. Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV. Mark Kelly, DOZ. Chris Coons, DITA. Sinema, Tester, and Manchin also co-sponsored bipartisan legislation that would delay Biden's ending of Title 42. Moderate Senate Democrats, including many up for re-election this year, remain highly concerned about the move, which could make it harder to contain the border crisis. Senators Mark Kelly, DOZ, Raphael Warnock, DGA, Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV, and Maggie Hassan, DNH, have criticized the decision to rescind Title 42 and are up for re-election this year. "In the region where I'm from, we're seeing infections rise. I think Philadelphia, for example, just returned to a mask mandate. So my hope is that that will be reconsidered appropriately," Senator Chris Coons, DITA, a close ally of Biden's, said on Sunday. Despite the growing Senate Democrat opposition to rescinding Title 42, many Democrat leaders have demanded an end to Title 42. These include Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, Senate Democrat Majority Whip Dick Durbin, DEL, Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chair Robert Menendez, DNJ, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT. Democrat Senate candidates have also railed against the move to end Title 42. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, D, said, "We should not end Title 42 until we have a detailed plan in place. And look, we don't only need a long-term and detailed plan here for ending Title 42, but we still need to fix our broken immigration system as a whole." A spokeswoman for Sherry Beasley, the leading Senate Democrat candidate in North Carolina, said Beasley believes that it is not the right time to lift this policy, especially without a plan in place to deal with a potential influx in migrants. Wisconsin State Treasurer Sarah Gutlewski, who hopes to unseat Senator Ron Johnson, RY, said, "There needs to be a plan, and right now it doesn't look like the administration has one. Until there is a plan, for the safety of our citizens and those seeking asylum, they should not lift it. We must have an understanding of a comprehensive plan that will deal with an influx of asylum seekers before any changes to Title 42 are made." Alex Lazary, a primary opponent of Gutlewski, said. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.